Welcome, everyone, to All In Healing, Health, Harmony, and Happiness on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. During this show, you will begin your journey to total healing. My true passion is to help people to heal from physical, mental, spiritual, and emotional patterns of trauma and other negative energies. These elements arise and manifest as disease, pain, and discomfort in the body. The one true pathway to health, happiness, and harmony comes from really diving deep into the root cause of every issue and rising up to higher vibrations that will bring you abundance, freedom, and the unconditional self-love, which is who you really are. Are you all in? I know you are. So let's get started. All In Healing with Health, Harmony, and Happiness begins now.
That is actually what we're going to begin right now. And I'm Dr. Pat. I get to do this fabulous show with Kimberly Carlson. Look, health, harmony, and happiness. That's what we're going to be talking about today. But look, here's the thing. How you can be unconsciously creating inflammation and allergies in your body, maybe, but that might not be all. What's underneath it? And what do you do about it? How do we release a belief system that can create total resistance, not just disharmony, but disconnectedness in the body and beyond? So what we're taking on today here with Kimberly is a topic I love to talk about. And part of it is, how are we adjusting our belief systems, and what are our belief systems creating? Now, many people may think, well, wait a minute, what has that got to do with energy? Well, you're going to hear from Kimberly exactly what it has to do with energy, but more importantly, what the energy of that has to do with healing. So this is where you get to begin your journey. But for Kimberly, Kimberly Carlson is somebody that is out there, works at multidimensional levels, a healer, a teacher, a mentor, a coach, a creator and founder of Energetic Allergy Healing. And what we're talking about when we say allergy, it is such a deep and multidimensional conversation to have that if you're her and you're having this conversation 10 years ago, it takes you an hour just to explain allergy. And today, fast forward to the world we live in, thanks to her, thanks to the work of others, we can talk about energy, allergy, and healing all in one sentence. Kimberly, it's great to have you.
I'm thrilled to be here with you today. I
want to talk to you a little bit before we dig into this, right? Okay. Because right now, more than ever, we should be looking at the energetic nature of healing, but also the energetic nature of allergic aspects of our lives. We should be looking at the impact of low vibration and stress. We should be looking at those things that you're going to talk about today, which hang out in our belief systems and what they cause. You know, I have a friend on his work is the energy paradigm. And he asked me a question the other day, and he said, what do we think is happening? If it's not flow, then it's friction. And I want to talk to you about the idea of a belief system that either causes us to be in that state of flow or might cause us to be in that state of friction. What are your thoughts on that?
I love his choice of words there.
I know.
Yeah, because the way I talk about allergies is simply resistance, if you want to just put it into that very,
that's
the most
right.
simplistic form. Resistance, yep. Friction, same thing, right? So, yeah, so it's really just about being in resistance to an energy, right? And everything is energy, right? Including the different parts of your body, even, right? Is a specific energetic signature. Your gallbladder has its own specific energetic signature. So does your thyroid gland. So does your brain. So does your, and plus the glands that are in the brain, your master glands that are in the brain, as well as the energy from the sun, the energy from our planet, the Mother Earth energy, I'll put it that way.
Right.
Yes, the energy of the collective, that's a whole nother ball of wax right there. But it's all energy. Every single thing that we are, you know, in contact with or interacting with, it has its own unique energetic signature. And we can be in resistance, or another way of saying that, yes, friction, I love that. Or another word that also fits there is disharmony with any of these energies, including the energetic signatures of different parts of our own body even. So, and I just want to just step back about 20, 30 years ago, probably really long time, and I really date myself here, but about probably, well, I was in my 20s. Yeah. So 25-ish years ago, I began to understand the impact of just our belief systems alone. Like last time I was talking with you, we got to talk about trauma, huge energy to discuss. It has a big impact. And yes, we can heal it. We got to talk about that. Now we're going to talk about one of the other energies that is part of that friction or that resistance or that disharmony that creates allergies in the body, which creates inflammatory patterns, which then creates pain, disease, dysfunction of all kinds on all kinds of scales, right? So that, so we're going to look at belief systems here. And that's really where my work started. That's really what lit me, you know, set the rocket off back 25 years ago, was understanding that a lot of the health issues that I was dealing with had belief systems creating them or attached to them or even just supporting them even. They can play different roles, right? So so just talking about that component today, so super interesting. And
it is.
Yeah. And this is going to be fun to even take all the way. I didn't plan on this ahead of, you know, this show today was planned weeks ago,
right?
Months ago, but this is a perfect thing to talk about, even with what's going on the planet right now with COVID-19. And I can't wait to talk about that today with you as well.
Yeah, because we absolutely have got to talk about what you came out of the gate with here to talk about. And what I mean by that is when we're looking at the conversation of energy for today and belief systems and disharmony in the body, right? Yeah. When you're bringing those topics to the forefront today, I can't wait to hear you break this down for us. And, you know, it is. But there's so many stories that we've heard, right? So I don't love this story, but there's a story of a guy who locked himself in a freezer. You know, he worked in a grocery type environment, and he locked himself in the freezer. And so here he is, nobody to let him out in the freezer. And so he's in the freezer, and all he could think about is he's going to die. And he can feel and he's writing about this, and he can feel the temperature drop. And, you know, they find out about the notes he's taking and the notes to his loved ones. And, you know, he's talking about how cold he's getting and the whole, you understand the deal, right? Where I'm going, right?
Okay,
and
yeah.
The next morning they go in and they find him in the freezer, but he's dead. And they looked at him there, and they looked, and the temperature in the freezer was 68 degrees. That's the power of our belief system.
Wow.
Right? And we hear stories about the opposite of that, where yeah. You have been told you have this, 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 and this. And so right. Our belief systems lay out the groundwork for many things. I'd love to know from you what you discovered about belief systems along the way to becoming you.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the earliest really experiences that I had where I was starting to do my own work just with family and friends, understanding that I could really easily sort of hear or, you know, have that intuition of what someone's programming or belief systems were that were creating a specific circumstance in their lives. Now, that could be in any area of life, really, but my passion really is about the body and about our health, because that's what I really struggled with in my life. And then when my children were born, the cycle was just continuing. My mother has, you know, health history problems, right? So that's really where I dig in. That's really what motivates me to find answers, right?
Yeah.
To find that healing. So yeah. There's so much history that we can't go into here on this show.
Right.
But what I would like to talk about is my cousin called, she knew I was doing, you know, doing this healing work, and that I was, you know, I had done some work with her on some of her belief systems that were affecting her in, you know, X, Y, Z, different ways, various ways, right? Well, she called me up one morning, and she had a very physical job. She ran a house cleaning business. And she said, my back is out. I cannot move. I'm on my couch. I can't even get up. Help, help, help. You know, like, help me. So, and we just lived a few blocks apart. So I just ran over there, came, sat down next to her on the couch, just began to tune into her field, right? That connection, that energetic field that we're all connected in.
Yeah.
Tuning in. And I just asked, okay, what's going on here? You know, show me what do we need to know? What belief systems, because this was really my only focus back then. I didn't understand or work really with trauma necessarily, or other types of energies that I do today, right? That bring in that more consideration for our multidimensionality, right? But anyhow, long story short, tuned in, found just a short handful of belief systems that were coming into play. Couldn't tell you what they are right now. It was so long ago.
Right, right.
This was like back in 2003-ish or so. Anyhow, within about 10 minutes, she's up off the couch and she's on her way out the door to work, you know? And I had a similar experience with her mother, who was living with her at the time, like literally within a month's time, same thing. So she was on the floor and, you know, in her 50s on the floor, and the same thing. And so she knew what I just had done with her daughter. So she calls me up, you know, or someone called me. Hey, you know, it was probably her daughter. Mom's on the floor, her back, help, you know? So over I go, and it's the same thing. And she took maybe a little bit longer, but not too much, few 15, 20 minutes, and she was up and moving around.
Mm, wow.
So that's really what that story right there really, you know, put me on that trajectory of what I do today.
Yeah. It ignites a spark.
It does.
Right. It ignites a spark.
Yeah.
And, you know, and this is what I love about what we're talking about today, when we're talking about, you know, the idea of a belief system. There's a spark that can ignite something greater than what we can imagine. And when we come back from break, I want to talk with you about how that spark, I mean, we're seeing it now left and right with what people are doing, right?
Yeah.
And the spark that's igniting new levels of creativity, new levels of stepping out and helping other people. You know, we're starting to see different levels of things, you know.
Absolutely.
I want to share a silly story with you when we come back, but it's not really silly. But I do want to share this, because there are small acts that have to do with breaking the belief barrier of limitation that literally causes us to either step forward, step back, or step nowhere in life. And I know you're going to talk about that. You've got some great information to share. Let's take a short break, everybody. Kimberly Carlson in the house. We'll be right back.
Dream on, lie high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you your story? Or can you change your story? Can you change what you believe to be true about yourself and your circumstances as part of your healing journey? What if you were to change your expectations? What if you were to invite ease and cooperation into every day and then step back and see what happens? It might just be easier. I'm Megan Edge, and I hope that you'll join me on my new radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
Want to find out more about Megan Edge? Visit her website at meganedge.ca.
It's time to shake out your money-making truth on Soul Wisdom Abundance with Jennifer Bloom, creating wealth from spiritual health on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show is more than your roadmap to success. It's your compass to abundance through joy and ease. Jennifer Bloom teaches you about the soul's relationship to money and wealth and how improving that relationship serves both you and the world. Learn more at JenniferBloom.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. We are talking about, look, how to release belief systems that create resistance and disharmony in your body. And they really do. They really do. There's a lot of science about it. Kimberly shared a story. I shared a story. This show is called All in Healing with Kimberly Carlson. This is her show. It's about health, harmony, and happiness. I get to co-host with her and join in facilitating this conversation. We are talking today about belief systems and disharmony in the body. And, you know, Kimberly, I'm not kidding when I say that there are studies, there's research, but there's also a ton of anecdotal data that even goes as far back as Viktor Frankl's work and what Viktor Frankl was able to accomplish in the concentration camps. From your perspective in the work you do, you must see belief systems at their most, you know, pumped up, hyped up, whether it's for the healing system or for the resistance and disharmony. And how has this showed up? What have you seen in what you do? Because, see, talking about this is so relevant to what Dr. Carol and I were talking about in the last show, about the state we live in now and where we are now. So tell me about how belief systems have factored in what you've seen.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack there, but a quick story that comes to mind though is again, I'm going to talk about my cousin again for a moment, just because the story was so it's poignant for what we're talking about right now as well. She became really, 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 really allergic to plastics. Okay. So she had, and I don't just mean like symptomatic, you know, red skin, sensations when she would touch it. She had an aversion, an actual aversion to it that she could feel. So she went really out of her way to bring in glass water bottles, glass everything, you know, just glass, you know, as much as she could do to avoid plastic, because she couldn't even stand to touch it, just even the feeling of it. And so I said, you know, can I help you with that? You know, hello, let me just kind of dig in there for a moment. And so the allergy healing work that I do, so she was allergic to plastic. Probably not too far of a stretch of the imagination there. Resistance, we're talking about resistance, we're talking about disharmony, and she's having symptoms. She's having an aversion that she can feel, lots of resistance. So I did my, so when I do an allergy healing for anything, it's automatically the way it's been created. It's automatically clearing the belief systems that are attached to an allergen, to an energy, right? That's creating that you have resistance around. It's clearing the belief systems, it's clearing the trauma, which is all part of what creates resistance or disharmony or friction in the first place. So clearing the belief systems, clearing the trauma, hooks, cords, and attachments are an energy that can play in. O-spells and contracts are another energy that can play in. Entity energies. There's a lot of different types of energies that can be creating this resistance or allergy to anything. So we're talking about plastics here. So I did an allergy healing for her just one time. Sometimes we have to repeat things. It depends on how deep it goes, how large it is, how much resistance we have, which literally just means how many different types of energies are we holding that's creating that resistance in the first place, right? How many belief systems, how much trauma, how much of this and that, right? Types of energies. So I cleared it. And she said, then I asked her how she's doing the next day. Usually takes about 24-ish hours to kind of process and integrate the healing. It's a lot of energy that's running allergy healing.
Yeah.
So anyhow, she's like, yeah, not digging plastic still, just so you know. I'm like, okay, cool. So I just tuned in and I just said, instead of just repeating the allergy healing, which a few more times of that would probably accomplish the same thing. In most cases it does. But however, I wanted to really accelerate her, her healing. So I just tuned in and I just said, show me what do we need, what needs to be cleared here that's still sticky? Like what's the Velcro still? What's still creating this aversion or this allergy to plastics for my cousin? And I just heard a few different, some belief systems, since talking about belief systems here today, one of the belief systems I heard was, well, plastics kill me, right? Plastics cause cancer. Plastics are deadly. Plastics are a threat to me. Plastics are a threat to the environment. You know, it's a handful of things like that. So I just dug in and cleared them the way that I do, which clears them from that multidimensional and that multidimensional way, which means for me, in my belief system, accounting for all the different parts and aspects of us where we hold an energy, hold resistance, hold the programming. And also from all the different ways that we can be holding it or where we got it from, where it's coming from. So the work I do clears everything from the ancestral lines, DNA, where we're carrying it maybe for the collective, past lives, other lifetimes, realities, dimensions, you know, all of that is being addressed. And that's what makes this work so effective.
Yeah.
But it was so interesting. So just a few little beliefs, just a few little things to just sort of tweak, right?
Yeah.
Did that. I was literally with her out and about the next day. I kid you not, the next day. And she's carrying around this water bottle. It's plastic. And she takes a drink out of it. And I looked at her and she looked at me and she starts to grin. And I said, what, you know, and she said, nothing, just nothing. I feel completely neutral. I have zero reaction.
Wow.
It doesn't make me feel weird. It's not making me, it's all gone.
Wow.
I was like, that's so cool, you know, but yet I get excited every time it happens, but yet it happens over and over and all the time, so often, but it's always exciting every time, you know? So just shows you how these belief systems come in. That was her, the biggest glue. That was the biggest energy that was creating her aversion or resistance or that friction or allergy, right?
Yeah. And boy, I'll tell you, you said something I wanna talk to you about when we come back, is that a lot of times the beliefs that we're having aren't immediately obvious.
right.
to us. And the reason I'm bringing it up, Kimberly, is, and I want to talk to you about it when we come back, is I know for me, I work with anywhere from 3 to 5 other people, right, about my vision, my work, the network. Right now, I'm talking to 3 of my coaches about what we should do, right, in response to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that happens is they don't know alike about our business. So their ideas are, what is the word? They're not constricted by mm-hmm. a belief system. And what I love about working with other people is other people reflect something that is more expansive, or sometimes people like that we hire, like you, to work with. They will see things and help us see things that are possible. And I want to talk about that when we come back, because the recommendation from my mentors about what to do, if it were any other network that didn't have our technology, they wouldn't be able to do it. But because we're who we are, we can put up a COVID-19 channel tomorrow and have that be the place where people can come and gather and talk. Not a medical channel, not to give you statistics about what's on the TV and whatnot, but a place where we can build community.
Right.
But if I have the belief that that's not possible for us to do, that even if we did it, it wouldn't heal people. When we come back, I want to talk with you about the ripple effect of a belief system. The ripple effect that of a belief system we have about ourselves, about our body, how does that ripple effect transcend time to either get you to where you want to go or not? Let's take a short break. Kimberly, before we go to break, what's a website? What's the best way for people to find out about you?
Yeah, you can check out my work at KimberlyCarlson.com. It's Kimberly with an IE instead of a Y.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It's good to point that out. When we come back, that and much more, we're taking your questions as well. 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back, everyone.
Raising the vibrations through stimulating conversations while exploring the mysteries of Atlantis and Lemuria. On Tales from the Merworld Radio with me, Amirabeth. Join us every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Be ready to feel empowered and an active part of the changing earth. For more information about me, visit Amirabeth.com.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Are you ready to awaken to your divine and true potential? Tune in to A Spirited Exchange Radio with me, Carrie Kadambi, every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We discuss the evolution of the modern mind and how the power of awakening, healing, and connecting allows us to step into living a life of love in action. For more information about me, visit TheDivineGuidanceGift.com.
Have you ever wondered what your pets think about? Do you know what your pets are saying to you? Dr. Monica will be your pet's translator to help you understand what your pets are trying to communicate to you. Enhance the bond with your furry friends on Pets Talk with Pet Communicator Dr. Monica each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Dr. Monica, visit PetCommunicator.com.
Living a richly abundant life? Sound too good to be true? Listen in to Richly Abundant Women with Julie Steelman on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Embrace a vibrant future of breaking free financially and creating a richly abundant life filled with prosperity and growth. To learn more about Julie Steelman and Richly Abundant Women, visit www.juliesteelman.com.
What would you do with the power of community? How do you create your own rituals? Tune in to Living Your Gifts with me, Susan Huff, Ancient Applications for Modern Times, the second Wednesday of each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Our lives begin with the stories we are told and the stories we tell ourselves. Storytelling is the key. To learn more about me, visit LivingYourGifts.com. That's LivingYourGifts.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. The thing I also want to mention is that it is, you know, when I think about the work that our hosts are doing, and especially Kimberly Carlson, and the fact that every day in her life, you know, she is committed to a vision that has to do with health, harmony, and happiness. And so is the body of work she does with her clients, with her communities, globally and otherwise, is about that. Today, it's how to release the belief systems that create resistance and disharmony. And that resistance and disharmony affects our body, which includes our mind, which includes our physical state, which includes our emotional states. And so Kimberly is here today to not just talk about these things, but she does have a solution. The other thing, Kimberly, let's take a moment for people also to know about some of the programs you have, your miracle healing program and all of the above. Let's do that, because I know we're going to get rolling here and we're going to forget to do it.
I know it. Well, I am running a live program starting on Thursday this week, actually. And it's, I call it my signature program. It was the first program, group healing program that I ever developed, so that I could really share this work on a larger scale with, you know, more people than just working one-on-one, you know, being one individual could do with this, with the modality that I created, that I use out there in the world to heal the body. Healing allergies, inflammation, pain, disease, so on and so forth. So I'm really I used to run this program like every other month for a while, and then just see clients in private sessions as well. But then I began to actually teach other people how to do what I'm doing, certifying people in my modality, energetic allergy healing. And my time factor. I spend a lot more time teaching, right? And all that goes into that. And I am big in the creation energy. You know, I love creating. I love being in creation mode. It makes me feel really happy, really fulfilled. So a little less time for maybe private sessions, a little less time for, so group programs are a fantastic way to really bring in deep healing work for multiple people in a short period of time. And it's also more budget friendly for people than just, than oftentimes what people need working one-on-one as well. So there's a multiple reasons that I created a program. I haven't ran it for about a year, a little more than a year now. And as you guys all know here, there's so much more available to us now on the planet energy-wise. We're doing so many amazing things on a worldwide scale. And so I really felt the need to run that program again and bring in the higher light, like bring in the updates, bring in the upgrades that have come through in the different spiritual technologies that I work with, more recent attunements, healing attunements and whatnot, to really power up this program and bring in the new life. Bring in the new life. So I'm starting that on Thursday this week. And it's really, it's a 12-week program. And it's really all about, I'm going to really just talk about the immune system here. Because First and foremost, when we have, when we're immune, they go simultaneous. Like when we're immune challenged, we have more allergies. When we have more allergies, our immune system suffers more and more and more, right? And it's sort of a spiral that we end up going in. Health-wise. And so when so this program really works through the different categories and groups of allergies that we commonly have that many people know about, but also that many people don't know about,
right,
or don't think about. And they challenge our immune system. And I'm just going to give you one brief reason why. And that is because most of our allergies, like, let's just take food allergies just for a moment.
Yep.
Most of our food allergies aren't really about the food itself. They're about the nutrients in the food.
Wow.
So, like, I was allergic to oranges when I was a kid. I would cough, my mouth would itch and tickle and da da da. My mom kept feeding me oranges because I kept wanting oranges. We tend to crave what we're allergic to. However, I discovered it really wasn't about the orange. It's about the bioflavonoids. It's about the vitamin C that's in the orange more than the orange itself. And that's usually how we start, because that's how, you know, the brain is this computer, right? It's taking in all this information that's around us, and that's how it sees the world around us. It's the gluten in the grain. Yeah. The lactose in the milk, the proteins that are in the foods, the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, the sugars, the salts, the things that the body actually uses to create a cell. Right? To create itself. So that's where our allergies tend to start. And when we're allergic to a nutrient, we can barely absorb it. We can barely utilize it
and
use it in the body.
That's
right. So what happens is our immune system gets weaker and weaker as we age, as we get older, and our body over time has been deficient. And also we have massive cravings because the body's saying, I need something. I'm having a shortage here. I need something. And so we'll crave things, and that creates a whole nother slew of issues and problems for people. So that's where I really start. I call it the fundamentals. And we spend about the first five weeks of this program clearing allergies to all vitamins, all forms of vitamins, earth elements. Yes. Science class, periodic table, the things that we are made of, that our universe is made of, our planet is made of. And yes, we tend to have allergies to those things. I can just, you know, minerals, trace minerals, metals, right? Proteins, salts, the sugars, the fats, all the things I just mentioned.
Yeah.
And then parts of the body too, so that you can start to really assimilate and have your body start working for you as well. So just think autoimmune for just a moment.
Yeah, let's explain that to people so they know when you say think autoimmune, let's tell them what to think here about that.
Yes. Autoimmune, the body believes it's its own enemy. It begins to attack its own organs, its own tissues. It's an allergy. It's resistance. It's disharmony within your own systems of the body, your own physical systems. So the work that I do clears that as well. So what happens is you begin to absorb your vitamins, your nutrients, the proteins. Your body begins to operate in a higher on a higher level, and over time, you have a brand new body. Like, you really do. Like, every 3 months, you have all new cells in your softer tissues. So your digestive system, your endocrine system, you know, the glands, the organs, not bones, right? That's like 7 years or something for a complete renewal.
Right. Right.
But the soft tissues, you know, our digestive system, the hub of the health wheel, we've known this for so long, right? So what happens is every 3 months or so, people continue to feel better and better and better and better. And certain symptoms will continue to just disappear over time when you've had this work done, because now your body can actually use those nutrients, those vital nutrients. And I watch it happen over and over and over again. It's phenomenal. So we start there. So you can really begin to rebuild your immune system as fast as possible. Calm inflammation way the heck down. It's in the body. Begin to absorb your nutrients and correct deficiencies. So that's where we start.
But I want to talk about that because, you know, we are now in a place where a lot of people don't think that healing is on the way. And what I mean by that is, you know, in the last hour, we were talking about sort of the psychology of what's happening. But that psychology is directly tied into belief systems, right? And, you know, the belief systems, we don't look at the belief systems and they're tied to the body And what happens when that tie, right? Let's just say that connection gets impaired. And what I love about the way you described autoimmune to me is it has to do with the very first time, Kimberly, I heard the term autoimmune. And I asked my doctor, I said, okay, can you explain that to me? And they explained it to me. My doctor says, well, that's when your immune system attacks itself. And then I asked the follow, this is me way back when, honestly, yeah. I never heard the term before. It was foreign to me. And I said, well, why does the system attack itself? And my doctor's answer was, we don't know. Right. And I looked at my doctor and I said, that is impossible. No, this was me now. That's impossible. You have to know. Otherwise, you can't make a statement about the immune system attacking itself. I said, right. That's just not common sense, right? I said, like in war, when somebody attacks somebody else, like you don't say, we don't know, like who's doing it. And it led me on a path that you just explained. Because why would our immune system attack itself? We're not built like that, are we?
No.
Got to be something in there.
That's right. And it can be it's a very individualized experience, this life, this journey that we're on. But there are a lot of commonalities, you know, a lot of common belief systems that I find working with clients over the years that are part of different stories. So for instance, I work a lot with pathogens. So this is so interesting. Amazing timing, of course.
That's right.
What's going on the planet. But right. I work with pathogens a lot because we're working on the health story, right?
Right.
So what I've come to find more and more and more and understand on deeper and deeper levels is the role that pathogens are playing in our health story. So what's absolutely just amazing here is that it's made it really, really easy for me to put together a healing for the COV, the SARS-CoV-2, you know, that's creating the COVID-19 disease.
Right.
I made it quite simple to just kind of plug that in to healing work that I've already created for other viruses, because I work with Epstein-Barr virus a lot, infectious mononucleosis. I work with the Lyme disease bacterias. These things can be shifted. They can be transformed. I know, because I was diagnosed with having Epstein-Barr virus when I was 15 years old. I failed ninth grade. I had to have a tutor to get through it. So working with pathogens are like this, they can, you know, they use our DNA, the viruses do, they use our DNA and RNA, right, to replicate within our body, the human host. They begin to, which creates a hiding effect. So the brain sort of forgets they're there, so to speak. That's just an easy way to look at that. Because it starts to think it's part of our body and not know the difference. And so pretty soon our immune system's not doing anything about the viruses or the bacterias that are in our body. I guess we'll kind of focus more on viruses here.
Yeah. But so you're going to be helping us with this today live, right?
I am. And I'm looking at the time. And I'm like,
I skipped the break.
I wish we had like 2 hours to do.
I know. But the reason for doing this show is to take the decades of you being you and say, we can apply this. That's why we are starting an entire channel here in about a week. And it's literally called COVID-19 Podcast, but it's an entire channel where you and others can come and share this, because people don't know. They don't know what you do. Right. And how powerful it is. But you are going to do something today, right?
I am. And let me just like, I'm going to give you some an example, just so you can have a conscious awareness or conscious understanding of how pathogens work, how we work in relationship to pathogens on an energetic level. And, you know, healing that energetic level is the step to changing it in our physical reality, right? So I have something up here to kind of help me, some notes here to go over with you just a little bit.
Good.
and have too many tabs open on my computer.
I'm just shutting a bunch of things because I don't need to follow my notes anymore.
Excellent. So let's see. Oh, here we go. So I just wanted to, so just pathogens, just a brief touching on how they work and the way I understand them to work and the way which seems to be accurate with the results that I myself, family members and clients, you know, get when we do this work the way I do it with pathogens. So we attract pathogens the way we do a mate, right? Mirrored programming. So back that up just a second. Yes, viruses, bacteria, microorganisms, they're a living consciousness. They're a living entity. So they carry their own emotions and programming just like we do. I would just say that they're maybe not as complex as we are. So we tend to attract pathogens the way we do a mate. You know, we're in relationship with, you know, so I can take myself for an example. I have been in relationship to and with Epstein-Barr virus since I was probably 14 years old. You know, 15 is when it really, when I started to understand what was going on in my body, because, you know, my mom and doctors and different things, but it had been going on for a little bit of time already. So, so we're in relationship. Now, when we're in relationship, it's a sharing, right? We're sharing that programming. We're sharing some of the same emotions. We can even, you know, maybe it's even trauma energies that we are holding that's attracting or creating that magnetic force or that point of attraction for various pathogens, you know, so that they come and that we become the host. We become that human host. So, so when we do an allergy healing for viruses, this includes bacteria as well. It does a few different things. It brings the brain's focus back to those specific pathogens that we're working with so that it can activate our body's natural immune response to get them under control. So it's clearing confusion between the brain and the body. It's allowing the body, you know, the brain to really look at those and, hey, let's take some action here. Also, it calms down inflammation that's occurring in the body where the pathogens are actually being stored. We can store a pathogen in any cell, any tissue. I have found this working with all kinds of disease and issues and dysfunction. I find this often when I'm working with people with thyroid problems, adrenal problems, and other organs and glandular issues. And there's actually pathogens that are being stored within the glands themselves and organs themselves. So it's pretty easy to see how we could become in resistance to something like a virus that's in our body. That's going to happen, you know, fairly easily. So by doing an allergy healing, we're quickly and naturally calming down inflammation in the body where they're being stored. And it also allows our body to begin to release them, because when we do an allergy healing for a virus or for a bacteria, we're clearing that, we're cleaning out the glue. We're dissolving and breaking down the resistance or the energies that created that point of attraction in the first place, the belief systems, the traumas, and other types of energies. This is the reason that the work I do, I have talked about this for years. This is what I teach my practitioners as well, but it behaves as has a vaccine effect. Now, some people have sort of triggers around the word vaccine, but we're just thinking about preventative. We're thinking about immunity. It's a preventative thing or action that we can take and do with viruses and bacteria. So I'm going to do that with you guys here.
Yeah, please.
Okay. And so what I did is literally for my advanced practitioners, like just a few weeks before this really hit our news with the COVID-19, I had created what I call energetic allergy healing RX attunements. And they contain a lot of healing as well as bringing in and activating energies to really support our immune health and take it even to another level, like literally downloading and activating things like probiotics, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, golden seal, echinacea, and even bringing in the mushrooms that are so amazing at strengthening our immune health, really activating the work of our T cells, our B cells, our natural killer cells, which are our body's first line of defense. So this brings in a lot, as well as doing the allergy healing to really clean up the programming or that point of attraction for pathogens. And I had done this already for influenza, for the flu season, and some of the beta strep bacteria as well, or streptococcal bacteria. And I called it the immune support RX attunement, is one of the ones in the series that I just had recently created. So it was super easy for me to just sort of plug and play, or like bring in that SARS-CoV-2 and the COVID-19 disease into this attunement. And that's exactly what I've done. And I'm going to run that for you guys now.
Please.
Hey. All right. Super simple. You're just going to hear me say a few words that you can just think of as sort of trigger words or keywords that run the healing. But there is a lot of energy that you're about to receive here. I would just invite you. We don't have time to do a longer version of how I would love to get you sort of in your heart and in your body, get you really grounded for this healing. But let's do a little tiny shortened sort of version here. So if you would, with me, if you can, just relax and just begin to deepen and slow your breath. And I invite you to close your eyes and drop down into your own heart space, just feeling into your own heart, bringing your awareness, your consciousness into your heart, if you will. And as you breathe those longer, slower, deeper breaths, just imagine that you're breathing as if you're breathing in and out of your heart. Bringing in a little heart math, the word just went somewhere, but techniques into our grounding and connection here process through the breath. So just breathing, using your heart. Good. Really feeling into the depths of your own heart space as you breathe. Good. Now I just want you to imagine that you are connecting heart to heart. You're going to make some heart connections here. Imagine that you are connecting your heart to the heart of Gaia, our fifth dimensional earth. Feeling into that golden love core, the heart core of Gaia. Just imagine that you're connecting heart to heart with Gaia. Good. And now just imagine that you are making some higher connections here. Your heart connecting in with the heart of your higher self. Taking that even bigger here. Imagine now that you're connecting heart to heart with the divine, the great divine or cosmic heart, the heart of creation. Coming back down into your own heart. Good. And I want you to just imagine that you are expanding into your high heart, that fifth dimensional chakra between your heart and your throat, really feeling into the pink and gold light of your heart, of your high heart. And as you breathe, just imagine that that pink and gold light, we can call it a rose gold, if you will. Just imagine that it's expanding out into every cell of your body as you are breathing using your heart. Imagine that this rose gold light is filling every part of you, expanding out now from your physical body until it fills your entire energetic field so that you are in the center of a ball of light that's about 12 feet in diameter. Good. Just feeling into all the love that you are. I'm going to go ahead and run this healing here now. So in divine love and light, run the energetic allergy healing immune support RX attunement for all listening now and later. Creator, change it. Good. Just feeling into the energy that's coming through. Just really allowing this energy to come in to run through you, all around you. Good. There's a lot of energy to feel into here. A lot of allergy healing is taking place, even for a few of those. I can't activate a nutrient like vitamin C and respond, you know, it wouldn't be responsible for me to activate that within you without making sure we're also clearing the allergy to it. So this particular healing that you're receiving right now, actually clearing allergies to the energy bringing in at simultaneously.
Thank you for listening. You have been peeling back the layers and stepping into ease, abundance, and wholeness with All In Healing, Health, Happiness, and Harmony on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Kimberly Carlson. And I will be back with more life-changing healing and insights. Join us next time as All In Healing sets the world free from pain, struggle, and disease, one listener at a time. And remember, your journey is unique, but the path to true joy and freedom is the same for every one of us. Heal with us, layer by loving layer, as we move together toward health, happiness, and harmony. To learn more about me and All In Healing, please visit KimberlyCarlson.com. See you next time.